As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Hope all the sound is coming out okay. If there's anybody out there that's able to hear this broadcast and is not pleased with the sound, please do let me know. It has absolutely nothing to do with the Oracle Broadcasting Network and absolutely everything to do with my own computing systems. Anyway, we're trying to work through issues here. But we got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. And be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, May the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday, even if we have to bring Band-Aids and bailing wire. But we're coming to you live this morning, as we do every day, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of news today. Hard facts. We'll talk about that, too. Maybe even some solutions. We'll see where it all goes. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom remains popular and is the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast, as always. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014. Hopefully, we'll be able to take your calls today. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as always, at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without Internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710. Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you very much for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number again, 866-841-1065. Those telephone numbers and all of our contact information can be found on the oraclebroadcasting.com webpage, as well as all of the show archives. You might want to visit with all of that. Well, had a lot of stuff ready to go here, and had a computing glitch just moments before we went on airtime. My printer locked up. But nevertheless, we're going to go into quite a bit of news and information. I got a browser full of news to talk about. And we also have the market report for today. So do stay tuned. We have lots on the plate. Let's go to that market report again for Monday. We go through this first segment, getting me towards the break where I can do a little bit of tweaking. But Monday, May the 10th, 2010, active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, finds gold trading off $11.70, $11.70, down from where it was on Friday. Trades now at $1,196.30, still just a bow shot away from that 1,200 mark, but down from its closing on Friday. Silver moves up 7 cents. Happy to say so. It's right in the midway point between the midpoint between $18 and $19. It's trading at $18.47 like that. Let's go right on to the 19 and on into the $20 range would make me a happy camper. Platinum this morning moves up strongly, $34 to $1,694 again, coming back into that $1,700 mark for platinum. But a big jump in platinum early this morning, up $34. And palladium as well moves up strong at $14, moves up to $525 an ounce again. So big moves in platinum, big moves in palladium, pretty strong silver market, and gold is off just a little tweak. So anyway, we'll pick it all up right there on the other side of the words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Of the the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com. This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our May the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Kind of doing the laptop shuffle here this morning, got it all squared away over the break, just exactly what I needed to do. But again, we find gold trading off this morning, getting that market report out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time an hour ago. Gold was off $11.70 an ounce, trades at $1,196.30. Silver up 7 cents at $18.47 for a troy ounce. Now, we're talking, these are all spot prices. This is bullion types of material. But you're going to have to pay more than this to put it in your pocket, to get it into your possession. If you were to go out in the marketplace this morning and try and buy an ounce of silver, let's say a silver round or a bullion coin like a silver eagle, you're going to have to pay more than that. First of all, you're going to have to get it somehow or another into your possession. If you happen to live out in the country like I do, you'd have to contact a broker. That might be a long-distance call, might be a free call, whatever. There's that telephone call. You're going to get a price from them. Then they're going to basically tell you what the shipping is going to be and the insurance on that as well. You're going to have to pay for that. Then you'll have to wait. It'll come to you in the mail, very secure, usually. I don't know about your broker, but I know about mine. Very secure mailing, a nice little heavy box shows up. You bring it home and you put it in your storehouse. Anyway, it takes time, and it's going to be more expensive by the end of the day before you put it actually in your pocket. Now, over the weekend, past weekend, there were several auctions here locally, And I've been noticing more and more often now in the local auctions, there are large quantities of silver and gold coins coming into these estate auctions. And so you might want to be keeping your eyes on those auctions. Many people, the great generation, as they say, is passing away. I'd be my parents' generation, the baby boomers' parents' generation, passing away. And in those estates, oftentimes you have somebody that has been collecting gold and silver coins all their life, and in their estate auction, they'll have a lot of gold and silver coin out there. And sometimes, if the turnout is light and the pockets are empty, you might be able to pick up gold and silver coins at or below spot prices. And so, anyway, keep that in mind. But you can be sure when there's a lot of gold and silver coins in an auction bill that there will be at least one or more brokers standing right there to pick that material up. And so, but it is another way to go. It's a way to, that you can get your hands on gold and silver products without having to wait, go through the process of using a broker. It's just something that where you bid on it and run it up. I wouldn't pay much more than about $10 a head a spot at any time on any of this stuff, unless you happen to know that there is a particular coin that has tremendous collectible value, or it's one of the graded coins. Anyhow, continuing along, once again, we find gold off 1170 at 1,196.30, silver up 7 cents at 1847. Platinum moves up strong this morning again, $34 to $1,694 an ounce for platinum, and palladium up $14 at $525. Both of these, you know, they're tied a little bit to the they're both tied a little bit to the automobile industry. Whether that's going to drive these prices or not, you know, the catalytic converter and that sort of thing. Platinum is also an attractive metal for jewelry. But whether these things are being affected by the auto market or not, it's hard to say. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, a fairly good spread going, and we're going to probably continue to see these spreads widening for some time now. In other words, we'll have a low and a high that are separated by $30, $40, $50 perhaps. This morning we're looking at just about $17 spread, $18. We could be seeing $25 and $30 spreads in the near future. But the low in the gold spot market this morning, $1,183.20 for a low. The high is at $1,201.90. But at $1,196.30, your gold is still up $279.90 year to year for a 30.55% return on your investment. Viewed the alternate way, you could also say that the purchasing price, the purchasing value, or the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar has declined in just 1 year by 30.55%. So you view it whichever way. It's either your glass is half empty or your glass is half full. I think that it's a return on your investment because you were smart enough a year ago to set aside some of your Federal Reserve notes in one of these precious metals that helps to protect or preserve or ensure the purchasing power of those Federal Reserve notes into the future. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, we always need to keep track of that. J.P. Morgan Chase came up over the weekend, another article on Bloomberg. I'm not going to cover it this morning, but they're being looked at now for their involvement in this fraudulent trading in silver. You know, J.P. Morgan Chase. J.P. Morgan Chase is under fire. Goldman Sachs is under fire. So are they or are they not? Is this just smokescreen for the people? Is this fodder for the news? Hard to say. The SPDR gold shares this morning, you know, you'll find them up on the internet, GLD and SLV. The SPDR gold shares this morning bumps up another 2.71 tons of gold. You know, you and I don't buy gold by the ton. We might buy it by the ounce here and the ounce there, but these guys are picking it up by the ton. Adding another 2.71 tons to their holding. They're now holding ostensibly 1,188.50 tons with a global State Street Global Advisors price of $45.93 billion. That's a big hand in a deep pocket. Certainly able to influence the market strongly at the drop of a hat or the drop of a fat thumb, if you want to accept that line of reasoning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 141 on Friday to 10,380. 10,380. So we're going back towards that 10,000 Dow mark again. Will it go below that? Many people say that it will. And might do that relatively soon. It might do that today or might do that this week. We'll see where it goes. The NASDAQ on Friday closed down 54 at 2266, and the S&P was off 17 at 1111. I hate that when I see that. 1111. Well, that's what it closed at, 1111. This morning, the crude oil moves up $2.67 a barrel to $77.78. Of course, we're seeing that continue to decline. Just before airtime, it had moved down again to 76.90, so it's on the decline this morning. But with the crude oil keep going down, you know, that's going to hurt the OPEC. That's going to hurt the Saudis. And so there's geopolitical things that are going on in the price of crude oil as well. You might even say that crude oil is really the U.S. dollar, the petrodollar, ever since Aramco, the Arab American oil company, I guess is what it's called. But ever since Aramco came on the plate and we started trading and valuing crude oil in dollars and making everyone have to trade in that, they've been just about, they call it the petrodollar for reasons. The U.S. dollar index this morning moves down 76 basis points, trades at 83.59. That rolls over and impacts all of the foreign exchange rates strongly. But we're seeing some huge numbers here. Ordinarily in the Forex, the foreign exchange rates, you know, we move up a little point, you know, 0.01% and oh too little of a percentage here. Well, we're seeing some big moves this morning. And we'll pick that up right on the other side of this first break or second break. And got a lot more news for you, so hang on. We'll be.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And once again, looking at these Forex markets for this morning, the Canadian dollar, the Canadian loonie, they say it's up 174 basis points or 1.74%. That's a tremendous jump. The Mexican peso up 247 basis points or 2.47%. Of course, the Canadian loonie, when you look at it, the multiplier is 1.0240, so it's running at about 98 cents U.S. It hasn't made a huge dollars and cents move, but it's a large move when you look at it from the standpoint of basis points or percentage gains. Here's another one. So then again, the Mexican peso, still at 8 cents, but it's moved up over the weekend. They're 2.47%. That's a lot. The euro moves up 1.29%, and it's trading at $1.29. The British pound goes up or 1.63%. It's trading at $1.51. The Swiss franc moves up 53 basis points. That's 91 cents. Again, folks, you make these little moves, and yeah, it only goes up a penny here and a penny there. But again, it's just like this SPDR gold shares. When you're talking about billions and billions serves, when you're out there in the McDonald's principle and applying that yardstick, small moves like these, which are actually large moves in the Forex, actually add up to lots in a hurry. And it can influence, it influences marketplaces too. So the bond market then, the 2-year bond this morning, still continuing it really kind of its decline, but the yield on the 2-year bonded indebtedness is 0.90%, fully 10 basis points there below a 1% return on your investment in bonds. The 10-year is yielding at 3.56%, which is, getting fairly reasonable. It was up much higher than that earlier, not today, but in the last month. The 30-year is running at 4.43%. So if you're buying up the debt, if you're the Federal Reserve and you're buying up the debt of this nation, they're making the rates relatively, the yield is relatively reasonable on that. Anyway, continuing, I don't mean to get you into the bonds, but I just keep my finger on that just as another part of the pulse of the nation. The mortgage rates this morning, the mortgage markets, the fixed mortgages, the 15 years continue this downward move that we started seeing, this new trend last week, moving down from 4.50% a month ago, and they've been climbing all of the past year, but moving down from 4.5% a month ago to 4.29% this morning, and the 30-year moves down from 5.24% to 5.02%. Now, whether there's anybody out there that's actually making mortgages or not, I don't know. But I could just tell you for certain that these prices are now going to the downside, perhaps as an enticement to get people to come in to the mortgage market. Is there any money available for mortgages? Again, I don't know. But it's certainly more attractive the lower the interest rates go on that. So let's go into the news basket a little bit. I've got a bunch of stuff on the browser. We'll cover some of this in this hour, and then we'll go into a study, either I'll choose between fossil fuels, the age of fossil fuels, or the noosphere. We'll see where we go in the second hour, but we'll continue along here. This is another part of the mystery of what was going down on Thursday and Friday. Of course, last week I reported on Friday that the G7 was going to have their conference call on Friday. And just hours, really, after the great down spike, the 1,000-point drop on the Dow. And so, at the same time, they had Bernie Sanders, on the floor in the Senate reading all of his information in, and they were talking about the audit the Fed bill, which was kind of a compromise. Excuse me. Took out language from Grayson and Ron Paul, and they came around with kind of this compromise thing, and then it didn't go anywhere. So, nevertheless, the G7 had their little meeting, confab, if you will, and we'll talk about that. There's a lot of action happening in the European Union today as well. New news off of Reuters. Actually, this is old news off of Reuters. It was Friday. But finance ministers from the Group of Seven Rich Nations Club. Interesting. The Group of Seven Rich Nations Club. Now, this is Reuters writing. You wouldn't think they'd lay this kind of a spin out there, and you know that they didn't lay it out there for, you know, just for nothing. But to call it the Group of Seven Rich Nations Club? Ah, what? Yeah, these are I guess you could call it the wealthiest of the developed nations. But to take rich nations and then put rich nations together with the club, this kind of paints this in a really ugly picture as far as I'm concerned. And it really pits the developing countries against the rich countries. This is this whole idea of the redistribution of wealth between countries, between nations and among nations, you know. But again, it's just, I pay very close attention to the use of words. Words have a meaning, and their meanings are important, as is the way that they're used. So, again, the finance ministers from the Group of Seven Rich Nations Club agreed on Friday to closely watch the turmoil in financial markets caused by the Greek debt crisis. Now, some said, well, you know, the Dow went down, you know, 1,000 points because of they saw that there was rioting in the streets of Greece. Balderdash. Nonsense. Anyway, I guess it works for some people. It doesn't wash with me. But they're going to closely watch the turmoil in financial markets caused by the Greek debt crisis, while the U.S. president, the usurper, urged a strong financial response from Europe to deal with the crisis. So there's a lot in that introductory sentence off this Reuters article that we need to look at. But certainly that's the picture that's being painted by Reuters. And, of course, you know, Reuters and Rothschilds, you can't separate them. The ministers and the central bank governors from the United States, Japan, Canada, Britain, France, Italy, and Germany. All right, there's your list. This is the Rich Nations Club. United States, Japan, Canada, Britain, France, Italy, Germany. These are supposed to be the rich nations clubs. Of course, Italy is one of the little pig countries, right? France is in turmoil. Britain's in turmoil. Japan, they're doing everything they can do to go deeper and deeper into debt. And of course, the United States has been bankrupt for a long time. And only Canada seems to stand up strong here in this list of supposedly the rich nations club. But continuing from the article, held a conference call to discuss the efforts to funnel aid to debt-stricken Greece earlier on Friday, and that they did. The conference call covered the ongoing volatility in international financial markets, and we're going to see in the other article here that they have come up with a $1 trillion aid package agreement amongst them all, and this may be as a result of this conference call that was held last Friday. Continuing, Alistair Darling, still Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer, as no clear result has yet come out of Thursday's election, represented Britain on the conference call. Alistair Darling. And again, you know, the elections are hanging in the balance over there, as they say, the hung parliament in England, good old Britain. The Chancellor underlined, and the Chancellor of the Exchequer, that's like your Lord Chancellor. That's also the Court of Chancery used to be anyway, but this is a little different. The Chancellor underlined that it is in everybody's interest to maintain financial stability. It's in everyone's interest to maintain financial stability. And so, again, it's this idea of transcending the boundaries and transcending borders. This is this new global serfdom, the feudalism. And so, let's, you know, be aware of this. I mean, really, honestly, folks, of what interest is it, supposedly, you know, we know what the interest is, but of what interest is it to the United States, taxpayers, you know, the people out here in hinterland, what is it to me whether or not Greece falls or stays, you know, whether it comes or goes? That's their country. They need to figure it out for themselves. Unfortunately, in the global marketplace, that sort of stuff is no longer going to cut it. You know? Anyway, they're in your pocket. They got both hands in there, and I hope there's enough room for your car keys.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and continuing with this little bit from the G7's conference call. We agreed, they say, on the importance of a strong policy response by the affected countries and a strong financial response from the international community. The usurper said, quote, "I made clear that the United States supports these efforts and will continue to cooperate with European authorities and the IMF during this critical period," close quote. Eurozone leaders at a summit in Brussels are expected to give their approval to a European Union International Monetary Fund deal, another one of these deals, to provide 110 billion euros or 140 billion U.S. in aid to Greece to help it through its debt crisis. In exchange, Greece has promised to adopt austerity measures such as cuts in pensions and public spending, moves that have provoked violent protests in Athens. And all of this, again, on the heels of this 1,000-point move in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Canadian Finance Minister Jim Flaherty was expected to hold a news conference later on Friday. I don't know whether he did or not. I need to go back and look for that. Although a government spokesman did not discuss the subject matter, Flaherty would have been among those on the G7 conference call. And then it continues. Geithner talks with G7, the U.S. regulators. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner also participated in the G7 call, but a Treasury spokesman had no immediate comment on the call's outcome. U.S. Treasury official earlier described the call as being focused on European leaders updating the G7 finance ministers and central bank governors on Greece's debt woes. So let's go over and take a look at this a little closer with a more recent article. Today's news, new news, this off of Bloomberg, the euro area central banks are buying government bonds. Now, this is something we've been seeing in our own bond market. We report the bonds every morning, the 2-year, the 10-year, and the 30-year. Well, in the bond market, you know, a lot of people have posited that, you know, basically the bonds are being bought because they're not being bought by foreigners anymore. And they're really not being bought by Ma and Pa America unless you can do the mental gymnastics here. And understand who's actually underwriting this sort of stuff. But the bonds, the U.S. debt, is being bought here by the Federal Reserve banking cartel. And so it can then only, we could only understand that it would be something that they're going to do in Europe as well, because it's the same cartel of central bankers, right? The euro area, again, central banks are buying government bonds. This is really not news. It's just an open admission. This by Christian Witz, writing for Bloomberg, this morning's new news. Euro area central banks said they're buying government bonds as part of a program to counter a sovereign debt crisis and defend their common currency. You see the same stuff happening here, in my opinion. Quote, we confirm that we are buying today. We confirm that we are buying today. So now they're out in the open. They're up front, up front and honest, that the central banking cartel, all of the global financial bankers, the bankster gangsters, are buying European government bonds. And they're doing that to counter a sovereign debt crisis and to defend their common currency. But who created the sovereign debt crisis in the first place? You know, can you spell Goldman Sachs? Anyway, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, you know, you can't really separate the Treasury and the Federal Reserve banking system from those two entities. They're basically just the street face of the same beast. Anyway, continuing from the article here, the euro strengthened to, we don't need that. The buying today is an obvious gesture to impress investors, okay? Said Ciaran O'Hagan, a fixed economist strategist at Societe Generale SA in Paris, and it requires very little cash right now to push the yields down on the riskier sovereigns, pushing the yields down. So we see the yields dropping in the U.S. bond market, but now they're going to try. It says it requires very little cash, I guess, to push these yields down. Well, you know that there's no cash involved in any of this. It's all digits. The extra yield that investors demand to hold Greek, Portuguese, and Spanish debt instead of German benchmark German bonds fell from the euro-era highs today. Again, Greece, Portugal, Spain, they didn't say Italy. Italy was on the conference call, and Ireland. All right, the four little pigs. They huffed and they puffed. They blew the house down. The premium on the 10-year government bonds plunged to 446 basis points. So what does that mean? Okay, everybody that listens to the broadcast, this is why we do the things we do here, so that you know when somebody says they plunged to 446 basis points, that means 4.46%. All right? So the premium on the 10-year government bonds plunged to 4.46% from as high as 9.65% for Greece. It fell to 1.99% from 3.50% for Portugal, and to 0.97% from 1.66% for Spain. Lots of, you know, math in there. Kind of, but it's all stated in a real queer way that unless you were familiar with this sort of discussion, it would go over the top of your head. You wouldn't know what's being said. A nuclear option. The 16 central banks of the euro region are acting under the umbrella of the European Central Bank by resorting to what some economists have called the nuclear option. The European Central Bank may open itself to the charge it's undermining its independence by helping governments plug budget holes. Now, we're going to drop down to the most important line I found in this article. By deciding to, quote unquote, go in and buy sovereign and corporate debt, they, again, the European Central Banks, they cross a line. It's important, said David Kotok, chairman and chief investment officer at Cumberland Advisors, Inc., which manages about $1.4 billion in Vineland, New Jersey. Here's the quote, the line between fiscal and monetary policy gets blurred. Now, if you recall from our study of the economics, go back and listen to the archives, Economics 101, we went all through that. But in that study, we discovered that there is both fiscal policy and monetary policy, and that the legislative branch here in the United States sets fiscal policy, and that the Federal Reserve banking bunch, that gang of thieves, they set monetary policy. They monetize the debt, right? The fiscal policy is set by government. The monetary policy is set by the banks. And so if we can look then and see what's happening in Europe, Europe is following the same process, or we could be perhaps following their process, but the euro area central banks are buying government bonds, and so what they're doing basically is they're stepping in, they're blurring the line between fiscal policy and monetary policy in this process, which is not a good sign. With the central banks being in control of both the fiscal and the monetary policy, we basically just come under a new economic global order. Those are my words. Now, continuing, it says the investors cited the European Central Bank's initial refusal to consider asset purchases as one reason for the May 7th rout in global markets. Remember that the stock, the 1,000-point drop in the Dow, was just part of what was going on globally. That was something that happened in the U.S. markets, but all across Europe, they were having tremendous turmoil in the markets over there as well. Now, this is a global financial cartel that is basically rocking and reeling the whole place. And so, with all that, let's move on to this one. And this is, again, a Bloomberg article. And it has to do with the exchanges seek faster circuit breakers after the May 6th stock plunge. Now, again, you heard all about the fat finger boy and all of that. Well, here's a little bit more of an update on what happened on that 1,000-point plunge. This written, again, this is one of those collaborative writing projects. Nina Mehta, she brought her pencils, and Chris Nagy brought the paper. Between the two of them, they must have shared a dictionary and a thesaurus, but they wrote this for Bloomberg New News. The biggest U.S. equity exchanges said they must align trading rules to prevent conflicting systems from repeating the failures of handling buy and sell orders that worsened last week's rout. Now, you could say, well, that's going to be a wonderful thing. That's exactly what we need to do. We must align all of our trading rules between the biggest U.S. equity exchanges. In other words, the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, the S&P, the New York Stock Exchange, and all the rest of them. And they're going to align their rules. Well, that can work for you, and it can work again you. It might set up a situation on a worst-case scenario or a worser-case scenario, as it might be. It may set up a scenario where they have worse rules and make themselves more of a casino by sitting down and mapping things out together. It, again, attacks the idea of a free market. In other words, you might think that, hey, if the Dow Jones Industrial Average is filled with nothing but a gang of thieves and they're all using this front-running and algorithmic exchange-traded funds and blah, 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 then I'm going to move everything out of the Dow Jones because that's no longer a place for me, and I'm going to move over to the New York Stock Exchange. Go get to the New York Stock Exchange and see that they're playing by the same rule book. What choices do you have? I say get the heck out of the market. Quit feeding the casino.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
My soul. Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
Looking at this, problem that the stock exchanges have, and it is a problem. There are problems in all of this, but they're using the terminology circuit breakers. And for all of those of you out there that might be electronically challenged, you know, a circuit panel is something that you might have in your garage or out in your workshop or in the barn or something for your farm or out on a pole. And these are the breakers, you know, that you throw the switch and it breaks the circuit. A circuit breaker, it just shuts off the electricity to a particular series of outlets or lighting or heaters or things like that. But they're using this terminology, circuit breakers, when they're talking about the stock exchange and the electronic trading in computers. Of course, it really wouldn't be a circuit breaker. I mean, yeah, you could conceivably pull the plug on these things, but you know that no one's going to do that. That's not a chance. But they're using this terminology to give you an idea of that they're trying to come up with some way, as if they need to come up with some idea or way, to actually be able to stop the great plummeting in a stock exchange. Well, what would that do? Well, it keeps it from crashing, first of all. But a crash in the stock market goes against the bankers as much as it can go for the bankers. It can break banks in half. It can destroy companies in a nanosecond. And so the global financial elite don't want anything to be laying out there where they don't have total control. And so these circuit breakers that, let's say, the J.P. Morgan Chase or Goldman Sachs are the only ones that actually have the ability to throw the breaker, they want to have control of that. And so now they're discussing it. But let's find out a little bit more about it. Circuit breakers designed to slow trading or to shut markets, you know, like a bank closure, during volatile periods may have prevented the biggest losses on May 6 when the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 998.5 points intraday, according to BATS Global Markets Inc. Direct Edge Holdings, LLC, and White Cap Trading, LLC. That'll be three to look into very carefully. The Securities and Exchange Commission is studying changes to calm markets when prices tumble. People familiar with the matter said on May the 7th. So this is the guy behind the curtain talking again. Here's a quote. The difference in order handling employed by U.S. markets needs significant work and must be addressed, close quote, said Joe Ratterman, the chief executive officer of the five-year-old alternative exchange BATS. So BATS is like the Dow, maybe, or the NASDAQ. It's an alternative exchange. Quote, when acting alone apart from each other, these differences might prove to be a big part of the very problem they're trying to handle, close quote. The plunge, this is important, that erased almost $700 billion from American stocks in 8 minutes. Well, I hope you weren't out there in that. I hope that what didn't erase $700 billion out of your checkbook. But anyway, the plunge that erased almost $700 billion from, aren't they going after us in every possible angle? I think they are. And I use a they, them kind of a thing because they are doing it and somebody else. They get the gold, we get the shaft. That's one way of saying it. The plunge that erased almost $700 billion from American stocks in 8 minutes shows how increased competition among U.S. exchanges have left gaps in market coordination. Again, 8 minutes. 8 minutes. This is where a circuit breaker would come in handy. You just pull the daggum plug. You throw the switch and everything stops. You know, everybody gets a sip of coffee, you know, and clears their head. Allows reason to come back in and rule over their emotions. But rules to slow trading on the New York Stock Exchange drove orders to as many as 50 other platforms that swamped demand. Swamped demand. And that demand is always in there. It lays back in there. We studied, made a whole study on demand itself. It's in the archives back there months and months and months ago. Go back and look at that. Pushing share prices of companies from Accenture PLC to Exelon Corporation to pennies. Those traders were later canceled. Well, then it goes on. There's an SEC meeting, and then they canceled a bunch of trades. It's a lengthy article. It's up on Bloomberg today. Let's go over here a little bit different. This one, we reported on this one as soon as it first came out, and this is this woman, Elena, I'll just say it that way, Kagan, all right? This is important. New news, May the 10th, Bloomberg. Barry the Usurper has selected Elena Kagan, his top U.S. Supreme Court lawyer and the former dean of Harvard Law School, to fill a vacancy on the high court. That would be the Supreme Court. A person familiar with the decision said, this is the same guy that seems to say so much from behind the curtain. Maybe one of these days we'll find out who the ventriloquists are. We certainly know who all the puppets are. Anyway, Kagan, whose appointment would give the court three female members for the first time, would succeed retiring Justice John Paul Stevens and likely take his place in the court's liberal wing. The liberal wing, as the liberals and conservatives. As if there was actually a wing. All right? It's more like a lobby. But the White House is planning to announce the selection at 10 a.m. That means that they just stated that an hour ago or 40 minutes ago. And so we'll find out whether or not that has been announced. Most certainly it will be. Continuing, Kagan, 50, and I've reported on all this before, but now it's moving towards confirmation. Kagan, she's 50 years old. She's a New York native, and she's a former Clinton administration official, will face attacks from Republicans for opposing military recruiting on the Harvard campus because of the service's gay ban. Gay ban. In other words, Kagan here, Elena Kagan, is the sweet on the gays, all right? You might want to check her credentials out more carefully. Still, confirmation is probable because Democrats and independents hold 59 seats in the Senate and need help from only a single Republican to ensure a floor vote on the nomination. Justice Sonia Sotomayor last year won confirmation 68-31 with 9 Republicans voting to approve her. So you got Sonia Sotomayor, I love the La Raza on the one hand, and now we're bringing in this New York Jewess, Elena Kagan, former Clinton administration agent or official, to help to round out the liberal wing. Rather interesting. Kagan, whom Obama appointed as the first female U.S. Solicitor General, she's just setting all kinds of records, would be the youngest member of the 9-justice court and the only one who hadn't previously served as a lower court judge. All right? You're not a judge, but she's going to be a Supreme Court justice. And she won confirmation as the Solicitor General last year on a 61-31 vote. Now, you're going to start to see why. She's called a bridge builder. She built a reputation at Harvard as a bridge builder, supporting conservatives Jack Goldsmith and John Manning for teaching positions. In other words, that's a bridge building effect there. You look at somebody's credentials and you can't seem to get past their political aspirations or their political leanings. You're not based on credit or merit. It's based on which party they vote for, apparently. But she was a bridge builder supporting these two men for teaching positions. Faculty colleagues, including Charles Fried, like fried chicken, who served as Solicitor General under Republican Ronnie Reagan's, the great communitarian, credit her with easing the ideological strife that had pervaded the campus. An ideological strife, I guess, on Harvard's campus between Republicans and Democrats, or liberals and conservatives. Kagan also hosted a celebration at Harvard honoring conservative justice Antonin Scalia. And all these things are supposed to make her qualified to sit as a Supreme Court justice for the rest of her life. You don't get rid of these people easily, folks. It took a long, long time before the other justice here, John Paul Stevens, finally stepped down. You know, they bring the breathing apparatus in. You know, they hang a drip bag beside their chair, and they just stay there until the day they drop, I suppose. That's kind of one of the more peculiar things that I didn't like about the Constitution. But continuing, she's drawn criticisms again. Oh, we've already covered that. Let's go down a little bit further. At her confirmation hearing yesterday, she said, should U.S. agents capture a suspected al-Qaeda fundraiser abroad, that person could be held indefinitely as an enemy combatant. You can tell she's going to be a lot of fun to be around. And we'll pick it up there on the other side of the top of the hour break a little bit more with this new Supreme Court justice being nominated by the usurper. Stay with us.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived.
Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc. The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yes, trying to be a worthy opponent this morning for the globalist agenda. Welcome back to our Monday, May the 10th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We do come to you live Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, in the first hour. Going into some general financial news, a little background information on some of the things that are happening globally as we kick off another exciting week in American history. Brother. And we're looking at this woman here, Elena Kagan, likely to become a Supreme Court justice. But do recall, folks, and if you don't recall the previous, we could always go back to the archives and find the articles and go through them again. But she's the one that recommended, paved the way, opened the door and paved the way for Barry the Usurper to get his teaching post. And so this is kind of like quid pro quo. He's just been coming in and bending over backwards to open the door and close the sale for Kagan as she's moved up here now recently. And that's important because when they come in owing favors and they come in this way, you know it's not based upon their ability or their credibility. It's just patronage. And that's really a damning thing. No doubt about it. In a 2001 law review article, and again, you know, she's all for this idea of holding people that have been captured, like a suspected Al-Qaeda fundraiser. This article says here, that person could be held indefinitely as an enemy combatant. That's not a good sign. You know, that's a complete throw out the habeas corpus. You know, this is the idea of you go down into the dungeon and you hang on the wall with a ball suspended from your toes or something for the rest of your life, being held indefinitely. I mean, bring the person into the light, habeas corpus, bring them before, you know, a justice, allow them to be, you know, to face their accusers. Let's get it on with a trial here and then, you know, either condemn the guy up or down, but let's not hold people indefinitely as a quote-unquote enemy combatant or a quote-unquote insurgent, all right? Just isn't right. And apparently this woman doesn't have any, you know, thing in her moral basket. But as Solicitor General, she urged the Supreme Court to block Guantanamo Bay inmates who weren't considered as a threat from being released into the United States. Well, good for that and not for that, but why would they be released into the United States? In a 2001 Law Review article, Kagan argued for stronger presidential control over administrative agencies, a position more often associated with conservative scholars. Well, yeah, I guess, somewhere in all there. I mean, we do need to take a look and revisit once again the Administrative Procedures Act. We do need to definitely take a look at all of these various rogue agencies that just go on and on endlessly. It's all move up, move out, or die. So there might be something good in that, but why stronger presidential control? Well, it's all executive branch, isn't it? Kagan was one of four people who interviewed with the usurper in person for the vacancy. The president also met with federal appellate judges. Now, these are judges. These were overlooked. These were bypassed for Kagan. Judges, Merrick Garland of Washington, Diane Wood. Now, there's two women there. Out of the three that were interviewed, two of these were women, so obviously they were trying to add another woman. It's just this boy-girl thing, all right? It's Adam and Eve. It's like going up the ramp on Noah's Ark, and they came two by two, boy-girl, boy-girl. And everyone holds hands, and we walk together in the sunshine as we go to school, right? All right. Merrick Garland of Washington, Diane Wood of Chicago, and Sidney Thomas of Montana. Kagan was one of the four candidates who met with the usurper last year before he picked Sotomayor. Kagan is Jewish. She's not married. She has no children. And she surprisingly liked Janet Napolitano.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So it doesn't really make a lot of difference where you look these days. You know, you'll find the same kind of an appearance. And in so many of these women that have been risen to the to positions of power, you know, this idea of having the, you know, the bobbed hair and all of that. This is old stuff. This is old school. I don't know whether any of you kept up with it or not, but they've recently... words of talking about equal justice before the law. Now you're going to get a chance to go in the basement, and they practice social justice. If you recall the demonstrations there on Sanko de Mayo down in Georgia, we reported on that story briefly on one of the earlier days last week. You know, they were carrying signs around, you know, social justice now, social justice now. We look at the three E's of sustainable development, economy, environment, and equity. Equity is this idea of social justice, the greatest good of the greatest number. Well, you can be sure that this Supreme Court justice is going to be a real booster for social justice, not equal justice. So maybe they made this special doorway down in the basement just so that Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan can come and go without being, you know, visually or being assaulted mentally by looking at that offensive words chiseled in stone, equal justice. You know, nobody likes that. Anyway, this is another article kind of along the same line, but from a different take. You know, as we say on this, on the network here, all the hosts are recognizing this, and we've certainly, this is part of what it is to be in the alternative media. We recognized years ago that you can't get fair and balanced reporting out of the controlled media establishment. About seven hands own it all. You know, Rupert Murdoch, a big figure there, and there are others. We could discuss quickly on that too. I don't see my little flyer, which I usually keep on the table here. But anyway, there's just a few of them. Sumner Redstone, he's another one. You know, there's just a few that actually run. At least they hold majority stock positions in the media. But when we look at this thing and understand that, you know, this is a cradle to grave manipulation process. It's old school, folks. Maybe some of you that just woke up yesterday, you know, well, welcome to the real world. Welcome to the Matrix, Neil. But this is old school. But they're trying to do all damage control because the internet's cleaning their clock. There no longer are people dependent upon, you know, mainstream radio owned by just a few people. No longer are people dependent upon newspapers, you know, your local newspaper, the big ones, owned by the same one or two people. No longer are people, you know, dependent upon MGM Grand and all that, or what do they call them? I don't even know. I haven't been to a theater in decades. But these, you know, the few, two or three big Hollywood producing, you know, companies, you know, we're not dependent upon that anymore. People are not dependent upon ABC and CBS and CNBC and whatever other BS they've got out there. People don't want necessarily aren't dependent on television. Well, that's really hurting them. it's hurting their agenda. You know, it doesn't matter how much I've separated myself from all of the controlled media, I'm still assaulted by this garbage every time I go grocery shopping. I don't like to do it any more than I have to, usually not more than once or twice a month, restock my larder, but I can't get through, you know, a checkout aisle with seeing everything, you know, under the sun in this Rupert Murdoch tabloid zone that is the last stop before you can actually get out of a grocery and get back to your vehicle and come home. I mean, it's incredible. I don't know. Some of you might not be taken back or offended by it. I hate to say offended on air, but I do find a lot of that crap absolutely offensive, especially if I'm stuck in that little chute and have to stand there and look at the candy bar aisle with my back to the magazine rack. I can't stand that garbage. I don't like to have it in my mind as I come away. All the smut and slut and star strut that you see there. But their avenues for reaching the minds of the masses are getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And so this is an article off Bloomberg today. CBS Showtime said to test putting shows online for customers. Andy Fixmer, somehow or other, was able to write this article without the assistance of someone else, and he's writing for Bloomberg. He writes this, CBS Corporation Showtime is developing an online video service for subscribers, according to a person with knowledge of the plans. Once again, the man behind the curtain. I mean, isn't there anybody that will step up to the plate and said, I wrote this, I said this, but no, Andy, you know, he's got his name up here, but he's going on third party. He's going on hearsay. The service would be similar to the web access being tested by Time Warner. All right? So they're trying to get all of this claptrap and garbage onto the internet. I hope they're not successful. I hope people are smart enough with all of the other choices on the internet. Certainly you could go and read a book online as opposed to watching this crap. But people will watch this crap probably. But again, it just underlines, it just makes him absolutely emphatic how important it is for them to extend high-speed internet out to all of the people in this country, even out into the hinterlands, so that none can escape, no, not one. Everybody will have their huge flat plate or flat screen TV, or they'll all be running this digital thing, and as this goes along, they're going to continue to reduce your options left and right. Here's the rest of the article, or some more of it. Showtime with 18 million pay TV subscribers. Can you imagine? Well, maybe some of you do. I can't imagine anyone paying to subscribe to television. If they were giving television sets away for free down at Walmart, I would bypass. I would not pick one up. I would never bring it home. Never had a television set in my house and never missed one. But anyway, I guess people do pay for TV. I get offers every week when I go to the post box and get my mail. There's another offer in there for me to get some free house, you know, surround sound system or something like that, if I'll just subscribe to their propaganda system. I absolutely refuse. Will not do it. Anyway, Showtime with 18 million pay TV subscribers and original shows, including Nurse Jackie. My God in heaven. Would someone sit down and watch Nurse Jackie? I don't know what she will do, but Nurse Jackie must be really popular. And Weeds. Now, I understand sitting down and having a little weed, but watching a movie called Weeds? Isn't weed something you pull out of your lawn? A weed, is it something that's growing someplace where it's not wanted? And people watch it? Anyway, premium cable channels are experimenting with ways to offer service online and to mobile customers without cannibalizing monthly pay TV subscription fees that contribute the bulk of their revenue. People, unplug your television. Do you see what they're telling you here? All right? Pay TV subscriptions contribute the bulk of their revenue. You want to go after Big Brother? Grab hold of that cord of your television set and cut it. Pull it out of the wall and cut it with a pair of scissors and just be done with it. Just wean yourself off the TV. Anyway, there's my little rant on TV. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your seed panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned once again here, continuing a little bit further with this article off of Bloomberg, trying to get to the bottom of this particular piece, waiting for the music to go down. I've been having some sound challenges. I'm not confident that I can talk over the music. But anyway, the service, again, would be similar to the web access being tested by Time Warner. Premium cable channels, again, are experimenting with ways to offer service online. And then it continues. It says, there's nothing new to announce at this time. Johanna Fuentes, a spokeswoman for Showtime in New York, said in an interview, notice the use of the word spokeswoman. Before it was the person said. Sometimes it's the someone familiar with the matter said. If it's ever a man speaking, they never say a spokesman. It's always a spokesperson. But here, for some reason or another, they broke the gender barrier, and they call her a spokeswoman, just in case you might be confused at what a Johanna Fuentes might be, I suppose. Or maybe this is just more of the sexist language that they use, always favoring the women. They've got to worship woman if they want the positivist worldview to prevail. Anyway, continuing, HBO, which along with Cinemax has about 40 million subscribers. Isn't that just a testimony on America? In February, you can't get 40 million people to read the Constitution, but they could all subscribe to the home box office. Amazing. Anyway, in February, began offering HBO Go at no additional cost to consumers on Verizon Communications. Fios TV service, F-I-O-S, might be Wi-Fi, Fios, a Fios, that would be a Wi-Fi operating system, perhaps, TV service. Maybe that way you could walk along on the street carrying your cellular telephone and watch Weeds or Nurse Jackie as you're grocery shopping. How novel. Maybe they'll have a clip for the grocery cart handle so that you can walk along and watch TV while you're shopping. All the HBO subscribers in the United States are going to have HBO programming on demand across every device. So perhaps you could look at the window on your microwave and watch Weeds or Nurse Jackie. Maybe you'd be able to turn on the coffee maker in the morning, and wait, while you're waiting for the coffee maker to make coffee, you could be watching Weeds and Nurse Jackie. Interesting concept. Jeff Bukes, B-E-W-K-E-S, you tell me, what country is Jeff from? Time Warner's chief executive officer said on a May 5th conference call, quote unquote, that's a powerful offering, a powerful offering. You would be able to look at HBO on every device, on demand, on every device. You know, you could be driving along in your car, and your OnStar screen would come up, and you could watch Weeds and Nurse Jackie. God help you if you run into the front of my Dodge truck and you're driving a Nissan, I'm going to put you in the grave. Stars, S-T-I-R-Z, what's that? Stars, owned by Englewood, Colorado-based Liberty Media Corporation, provides shows to Netflix. Netflix? Sounds like something you'd find on First Avenue at Pike Street in Seattle in 1969. You go in with a quarter and you put your quarter in the slot and a little wooden door window would open up and you could watch what's going on behind the glass plate, which offers the cable channel's content online as part of its monthly movie rental subscription plans. Viacom Inc.'s EPIX, the premium movie channel first offered in October of 2009, includes online access for all customers. Two-thirds have viewed movies online with an average age of 36. That's getting a little close to home, isn't it? I wonder if they could tell you whether or not you had all your clothes on, what you were drinking as an adult beverage while you were watching their movies at Viacom EPIX. Continued here, EPIX also owned by Lionsgate Entertainment Corporation. So there's, I guess, Viacom is owned by Lionsgate Entertainment Corporation and others. And Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Inc., that would be the Lion, yeah, Lionsgate and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, that all makes sense, has distribution with pay TV systems, including Englewood, Colorado-based Dish Network, Verizon's Fios, Cox Communications, and St. Louis-based Charter Communications, Inc. CBS, owner of the most-watched U.S. television network, slid 75 cents or 5% to $14.21 on May the 7th, the New York Stock Exchange composite trading. A lot of things slid to just about nothing on that day. Time Warner fell 65 cents to $30.25, and Viacom Class B shares dropped 59 cents, blah, 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 end of story. Well, that's the news. That's the news. That's what's happening in this country. Really interesting stuff, huh? I think there's other information that we need to look at. One thing that I'll just mention, they haven't quite figured out what they're going to do with this, while Macondo gently weeps, the oil leak down in the Gulf. Apparently, the idea of hiding it out of sight, out of mind, putting it under a box didn't work. Didn't think it was going to work. They did almost immediately have to move the box because it wasn't working. It seems they didn't do their math right. Or maybe they just, started badly and so they could never have ended right. But apparently they didn't do their math right and they didn't understand the biology and the microbiology and the petrochemical biology that was going on there either. But their idea of putting a box with a little pyramid on the top of it and hooking it to a hose and sucking it out wasn't going to do the job, so it didn't. So they're still stuck, and we're stuck. We're still stuck with the mess, and it's going to continue. But I noticed, out of all the articles on Bloomberg this morning, unless I missed one of them, there was only that one article about the spill. So it went from front page news to back in the back, on the back page, after you've waded through the want ads, I guess. That's what happens to news in America. They just take it out of the regurgitorium, and then people forget about it. So everyone just can forget that while we sleep and while we eat and while we walk today, Macondo is still leaking. Anyway, let's go back into this, the age of fossil fuels. We were proceeding along fairly well last week, and we'll continue. We're going to start in the 17th century here. In the early part of the 17th century, a Franciscan missionary... Let's go ahead and bring the Catholic Church into the article. A Franciscan missionary traveled through what is now Upper New York State and reported some very good oil. Whoops, 17th century. Guess it's been around a while. Anyway, they're issuing from the ground. It's like the Beverly Hillbillies. The buxom blonde and the big guy and all that. the coonhound dog and the whole program. Just bubbling up, out shooting his rifle, and boy, what do you know, here is crude oil. And that's what was happening. Some very good oil there issuing from the ground. All right. The item aroused no particular interest. Petroleum was already well known, but was of no importance anywhere. 17th century, no importance anywhere. In particular, America was a vast wooded wilderness, and no one knew or cared about the stores of coal, oil, and gas beneath the forest floor. No one knew or cared about the stores of coal, oil, gas beneath the forest floor. Can you imagine in the 17th century? We got along just ducky without any of this stuff. But that was to change. By 1650, a fair start had been made at the coal utilization in England. We report on that, shared a little bit from the article earlier on that. That was the idea there that Parliament, when Parliament was in session, none could dare burn coal in London lest the health of the Knights of the Shire should suffer. Well, try that and you get sentenced to death. Today, well, I pick it up right there. It's commercial commission. Stay with me.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And just a quick glance at the Kitco charts during the break so we can see that gold is on the stairway to heaven. It's just crossed back up over the $1,200 mark again. So things are percolating along in the gold market. Back to this article. Again, this is out of the... This is out of a great compendium here. It's the International Symposium on Man's Role in Changing the Face of the Earth, a conference held in Princeton, New Jersey back in 1955. So much of the information in this book really sets the stage for the 21st century's Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. All of this research really puts together the collective knowledge of the world in one huge volume. as they began to map out the next 100 years. So it'll be up to the year 2050 before the information in here is likely to have all been implemented in law. But Oliver Cromwell's Parliament, again, was petitioned by the people of London against two nuisances, hops and coal. Hops and coal. Beer. Well, this is the way he said, because they spoil the taste of drink and endanger the people. Hops and coal. They spoil the taste of drink. Wouldn't want everybody having beer, you know. Can't be drinking beer and having a coal fire in the keeping warm at night. Gas at this time was described by the Chinese as being applied very advantageously. This is the time of Oliver Cromwell. To economic uses. These uses were not understood by contemporary European reporters, in no sense technologists, who said in effect, quote, "We have wells of water in Europe, but the Chinese have wells of fire. Beneath the surface of the earth are mines of sulfur, which are already lighted." Mines of sulfur, which are already lighted. Yeah, that's right. And they are still burning underground. They've ignited their coal beds. Here's another bit. We know that the Chinese at this time were carrying out certain industrial operations with the heat of burning natural gas. And see, what all happened here in all of these hundreds of years? So much of this technology was already well underway and being developed 300 years ago, 400, 500 years ago, 300 for sure, thousands of years ago, actually. And yet it's like, an aha! Oil. Petroleum, petrodollars, Aramco, only in our time, right? We know now that the Chinese at this time were carrying out certain industrial operations with the heat of burning natural gas. About a century later, the Western world learned some of the details, how gas was being distributed in bamboo pipelines with clay terminals to homes and industrial establishments. And we've got Pipelanistan, as Doug Owen says, Pipelanistan, in turmoil and war as we try and bring the Caspian Sea Basin products to China. They were running it in bamboo pipelines with clay terminals in homes and industrial establishments at the time of Oliver Cromwell. Streets of some towns and many homes were being lighted with gas, and gas was being used to heat buildings and to evaporate brine. In other words, they were purifying water with it. Central heating, again, with gas and coal had been widely practiced for many centuries. Whoops. That flies in the face of what you get out of school these days. Although not continuously, such arts were used for a few generations lost because some of the economic or military cataclysms and then rediscovered. One period of rediscovery of central heating in China came about AD 900. Coal was common in China. The mountains west of Peiping contained coal in such abundance that a space of half a league cannot be traversed without meeting with rich strata, a half a league. Coal in Peiping was abundant and was sold at a moderate price. That would be Beijing today or Peking, Peiping, as it was stated in 1955. The provinces of Shaanxi and Qili, or Qili, Kylie, were supplying large quantities of coal. Many boats were being used continuously for transportation of anthracite from Liaotong to Tianjin. Both anthracite and bituminous coal were in the Nanking and other Chinese markets. Also, coal briquettes for the fires of the poor. Coal brought into the canton was high in sulfur and ash and was used for the manufacturing of green vitriol. We have a lot of green vitriol in the media today. Iron ore was being smelted with anthracite. This was in the 17th century when the utilization of coal in England was much more primitive and when coal in America was still unknown. My, how times change. The earliest notice of the presence of coal in America came in 1665 when a French missionary marked Huli on a map of the country then occupied by Indians, if you want to use that phrase, at Pimitui, or Toy, now Peoria, Illinois. Yeah. coal at Peoria. This was almost a century before coal was known to exist in Pennsylvania. Purchases of land from the Indians by William Penn and his family, and later by the proprietaries, did not include any portion of the coal land of Pennsylvania until 1749. In that year, the 3,750 miles embracing the whole anthracite region were acquired for 500 British pound, or approximately $2,000. You can only imagine the intergenerational wealth that had developed from these proprietaries, William Penn and others. And acquisition of bituminous coal lands came even later. Before 1700, European technologists were finding new things to do with coal. One mustn't ask. British patent number 214 was for the distillation of coal to obtain coal tar. J.J. Becker, a German chemist who had been trying to transmute Danubian sand into gold. This is a real piece of work, huh? J.J. Becker, B-E-C-H-E-R, a German chemist trying to transmute Danubian sand into the sand of the Danube into gold, published a report on coal gas. An English patent was granted for, quote, a way to extract and make great quantities of pitch, tar, and oil out of some sort of stone. It must have been coal. No, this stone was oil shale. Oh, that would be like the Bakken reserves. More oil than we would, if they can do it successfully and economically, more oil than we would ever need forever, honey. The idea was to be used on a limited scale in England about a century and a half later. Its general use still in the future. The idea of using stone shale in 1955 was still considered to be in the future. It's still in the future today, largely because the Environmental Protection Agency and the federal government absolutely refuses to allow us access to the mineral wealth of America. Continuing in the 18th century, the use of coal in England grew rapidly. By 1700, about 600 sailing vessels were engaged in the London coal trade, and coal was selling in London for the equivalent of about $4 a ton. One of these days I'm going to have to talk about the enclosures. We'll go into that maybe this week. Some unknown English inventor tried the smelting of iron ore with coke instead of wood charcoal, but this was use of coke from bituminous coal was not to become general in England for a century. That's important, the idea of coke. Coking coal. Coking coal. You can make coke out of wood as well. That's the colliers. C-O-L-L-I-E-R-S, by the way. If you weren't familiar with that term, colliers. For all of you out there that are amateur blacksmiths or blacksmith hopefuls, you might look into the trade of collier. How does one coke wood, burning wood? How do you make coke out of it? And why would you prefer coke in your blacksmith forge than any other form of burning material? Anyway, continuing, in both places, the Chinese process of anthracite smelting was rediscovered and used before coke. So we're just starting to come into the time where we really got serious about making steel, iron and steel, iron, ironmongers, the crab sands, or the sand crabs, excuse me. In 1715, France began commercial mining of coal. In Anzin, England started in a small way to smelt iron ore with coke, Coke Brookdale. And the first blast furnace was erected in America in eastern Virginia, but here charcoal was the fuel. You can also make charcoal yourselves. Anyway, continuing here. But here charcoal was used for the fuel, for it was not until 1735 that coal mining started in America. We're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years after it was common practice in China. We started coal mining in America. Local wood near Richmond, Virginia had at least become scarce, and transportation of wood was impractical. By this time, steam engine pumps were in quite general use in England to drain water from deep mines. So now we're introducing King Steam into the discussion. We still haven't got the internal combustion engine on the ground yet. Be right back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So certainly everybody should be well aware that when Ignatius Loyola founded his army of Jesuits, his number two man, his lieutenant, was St. Francis Xavier, and Xavier departed and went to the East. He went to the Orient. And so it's really difficult to swallow the idea that in the 1700s in France, in England, and in the colonies, that we were rediscovering and using processes developed by the Chinese hundreds and hundreds of years earlier. You know, until you can find a way of cornering a market, until you can find a way of controlling something, it's best to just keep certain technology in the basement of the Vatican or some other place, Smithsonian Institute, or hidden away in the museum in Jerusalem. I don't know. But anyway, now all of a sudden, this was a genie that's got out of the bottle and wasn't going to be allowed to stay in the bottle. And we can see that it wasn't long before the controllers moved in. But by this time, again, this is Richmond, Virginia. By this time, steam engine pumps were in quite general use in England to drain water from deep mines. And now this operation began in France. This was the small beginning of the conversion of heat to power. That's, you know, again, you'd have to go back and do a study on the steam engine. You would find all the way back in the canals of Venice and stuff like that. We've had reports of steam engines that go back into great antiquity. But again, until you can find a way of controlling it and keeping it from the people, until you can find out a way of putting a meter on it and charging people for it, these technologies just get lost. In the 1750s, Samuel Johnson completed his famous Dictionary of the English Language. I have a shorter version of his full 1750 dictionary in my possession, and it's very interesting to read. Dictionaries at the time that Samuel Johnson was completing his dictionary were few and far between. But here in his dictionary, he defines it to coal this way. Coal was well defined, and so was petroleum. But a mill, quote unquote mill, was, here's his definition, in general, an engine in which any operation is performed by means of wind or water. Sometimes it is used of engines turned by hand or by animal force. So he's not making any mention of steam. In 1750s, in the Samuel Johnson Dictionary, Johnson's 1755 is what I have, there's no mention of steam as a motive force. Excuse me. Oh. It was also about this time that the presence of petroleum in northwestern Pennsylvania was noted on a map of the middle British colonies in America. The word petroleum was printed close to the present site of Titusville and Oil City, the very area that was to have the first wild oil boom a century later. All right? So these geographers are, you know, very careful in what they're doing. And this whole idea of the GIS, GPS, global governance system, the whole idea behind the National Animal Identification System, and the whole idea behind an individual identification card, a national ID card for all the people, the idea behind the Verichip and the tracking chips and your GPS tracking units in your automobiles and your OnStar and your cell phones and all of that, and all of this stuff that's going on in this revolution in the air as they build the planetary skin, looking down on us from above, and their satellite technology being able to do mapping from space, thermal mapping and imaging from space. All of this moves towards this concept of numbering every blade of grass, every sand in the seashore, and every hair on your head. Why? Well, because the word petroleum, printed close to the present site of Titusville, an oil city, on this early colonial map, indicates that the watchers are watching, and they're waiting, and they're calculating. And when it's time, they spring forward, which they then did a century later. This was the site of the first wild American oil boom. Thus, the occurrence of oil in Pennsylvania, everyone's heard of Pennzoil, right? Was recorded several years before the occurrence of coal there was reported. But petroleum at this time was already being produced on a small scale in Romania. And production was now started also in Galicia. By 1760, a few tons of bituminous may have been dug up and used locally in western Pennsylvania, but this is by no means certain. For Pennsylvania coal was not known east of the Alleghenies for about a half a century, and up to this time, there was probably not a white man living within the limits of the present Allegheny County. All right? In 1766, you know, that's why the guys were all, creasing their three-cornered hats and polishing their 50-caliber black powder rifles. In 1766, anthracite coal was reported in eastern Pennsylvania, and a few tons were consumed in a local blacksmith's forge. Leave it to the blacksmith. You know, if your town doesn't have a blacksmith, you can't even have a decent marriage. Let no one put asunder what, God has joined together. This is the whole idea of having a blacksmith doing marriage ceremonies, because it was like forging a forge weld, an iron ring. A good blacksmith put an iron ring together for you, and you wouldn't even be able to find the place that the iron was joined. So that's the idea of a ring around your finger, or not quite to be, don't be confused with a ring around the tub or the toilet. This purchase embraced the whole great area of bituminous land. In other words, it was purchased from the Indians here. whatever Indians they're trying to mention here with the use of a capital I Indian. This purchase embraced the whole great area of bituminous land in Pennsylvania, and the purchase price was about $10,000. This is the anthracite coal report in Pennsylvania. The land was valued, of course, not for its coal, but for its vast resources of timber. At this time, petroleum was also in the news, since moderate importation of Burmese petroleum for a century was beginning to pique the curiosity of London. The Governor General of India sent Major Michael Symes of the British Army as an ambassador to the Burmese king. Symes reported that the annual petroleum production of Burma was about 400,000 hogsheads. It's like a barrel. He counted 520 oil wells in a small area bordering Petroleum Creek, aptly named, a tributary of the Irrawaddy. Somehow, Britain was unimpressed. The British waited until a half century later to make a more detailed report of the phenomena. The indifference of Western nations is odd considering the fact that the suitability of petroleum as a fuel was then well known in Europe. And David Zeisberger, famous Moravian missionary to the Indians, reported in 1769 that the oil being collected in Forest County, Pennsylvania, could be used in lamps. But the Americans had no real need at this time for any fuel except wood. See, technology is one of those things, you know, it's going to have to, it just sort of has to creep up on you for you to start to recognize the value. This was pointed up when the provincial convention held in Philadelphia in 1775, I mean, within a stone's throw of the Constitution here, the Declaration of Independence, adopted a lengthy and detailed resolution covering all the items of agriculture and manufacture that the authors considered important to the defense of the colonies, and fuel was not mentioned. What did they know? What was known of by the colonists that wasn't known by the Crown and Parliament assembled? Immediately after the American Revolution, the first American coal mining company was organized at Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Immediately after the American Revolution. Immediately after the American Revolution. Do you think perhaps some of the colonists and the proprietors were able to do the math, look into the future and say, this might be something we'd want to keep to ourselves. The first few tons of coal or anthracite were sent down the Susquehanna River from Wilkes Barre to the armory at Carlisle, Pennsylvania, probably for use in blacksmith forges. This was the tiny beginning of the great coal production in America. On the other side of the earth, in India, 73 tons of coal were sent down from the Burdwan to the armory at Calcutta. Burdwan coal was to become of minor importance later on, but Indian production has not even yet fulfilled its potentialities, this in 1955. At long last, coal was recognized in America as a resource of consequence, and of course today it's a cause of man-made global warming. Well, so much for all of that. We look at the age of fossil fuels. We look, consider all things together. But I'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.